This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We all know the formula of the Quran, لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will be grateful, I will increase for you. But we generally limit that formula to material things. So if I'm grateful for my sustenance, Allah will give me more sustenance. If I'm grateful for my health, Allah will give me better health. But we tend to forget that if I will be grateful for the ability of good that Allah gives me, He will increase me in that good. Allah gave me the ability to observe an optional fast. If I will show gratitude, Allah will give me the ability to do more. If I can give charity and I'm grateful, Allah will increase me in that. Likewise, we know that if we display pride and arrogance, then Allah will seize and strike. But again, we limit it to material things. You know, don't be proud over your health or your wealth or your fame. Allah can strike and Allah can seize. But we forget that if we're proud over our supposed piety, then Allah can equally strike. So there's a verse in the 15th juz of the Quran, in the 17th chapter, verse 73. The backdrop of this ayah is that the infidels of Mecca came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, we will consider sitting in your gathering if you can keep the poor people, radiyallahu anhum, the companions away. Keep them at an arm's length. It's below our dignity to socialize with them. And Allah speaks about this in verse 73. وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَهُ وَإِذَا لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا. So they came with a sinister motive and an obnoxious plan, like on other instances as well. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَهَمَّ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَن يُضِلُّوكَ. And on each instance, Allah says, it is us who rescued you. It is us who protected you. And that's the message in Bayanul Quran, and I want to develop on that briefly. نَصٌّ فِي أَنَّ عِصْمَةَ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْحَافِظُ. Notwithstanding the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the paragon of Allah's creation, Allah said, we protected you. فَإِذَا كَانَ هَذَا فِي شَأْنِ سَيِّدِ الرَّاسِخِينَ. If this is the condition of the noblest of Allah's creation, فَكَيْفَ بِكَ يَا مِسْكِينَ. Then what will be of the average mortal and human? وَكَيْفَ تَغْتَرُّ بِتَقَدُّسِكَ الْبَاطِنَةِ وَنِسْبَتِكَ أَلَّتِي عَسَىٰ أَن تَكُونَ مَوْهُومَ مَزْعُومَ. Then how can you and I be arrogant that no, I can walk into any venue and I have the strength and I have the muscle and I have the piety. Never. If we show arrogance, then I'm afraid Allah will seize that ability away from us. On a particular instance, I had a young man knocking my door and seeking some counsel and guidance. And the long and short of it was, he attended a venue of evil and vice, a place riddled with sin and debauchery. He paid the fee that was required, and he had intended to spend the night in sin. But as he got in there, he had a counter thought, he had some regret, and he said, no, this is not a place for a believer. So he exited that venue. And he's narrating it himself, and tearing as he's narrating, he says, as I exited, instead of exiting with gratitude to the Almighty, I almost had a chip on my shoulder of pride. Wow, that was amazing. Giving a pat to myself here. You know what? You're similar to the youth who were trapped in the cave in the previous nation, where the man sat so close to a woman to commit zina. And she said, وَلَا تَفُضَّ الْخَاتَمْ إِلَّا بِحَقِّ. Do not break the seal unlawfully. So I developed the sense of pride in me that you're amazing. And he said, in less than 24 hours, I was back at that venue. And sadly, I succumbed to the provocation of the devil and I committed the crime. But a lesson well learned, hard learned, but well learned. Never be proud on any noble accomplishment. Credit it to the Almighty so that He can increase you in goodness and in virtue. May Allah protect us from all vices. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.